So preparing for this, my wife asked me what I was going to do. And being a sinner, there's so many that we can talk about. But something I've been personally trying to work on over the last year is being more like an ant, not like a sloth. As being tired from long days from work or whatever excuse I wanted to make, I would just want to vegetate, and then that would just lead to other sins and sins against my family, my kids, and my wife. So I definitely, through his grace and through his power and understanding, I definitely would pray and really focus on making more of an effort to be better at that. Things that put my phone down, or I'm laying there like, I just want to sleep, just let me be. And my kids are like, let's play. I'm like, all right, So just getting that energy and that power to get up and do those things and to finish projects and all that is definitely through him I've had that ability, and through some encouragement from my wife. So I came across a paragraph while I was preparing for this, and it said, diligence or zeal cures slothfulness by placing the interest of others above a life of ease and relaxation. That really sat with me, and I try to do that every day, think about others and do those other things, and that's only through realizing that I was being a sloth so much through this last year. And there's two verses that I, with that, obviously Proverbs 6:6, so go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. And then Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. And those really sat with me. And so as I continue to work on it, because it is a daily struggle with me or a weekly struggle, through his power and his grace, I've been able to overcome some of those things. So I'd like to pray. Lord, I just thank you for your grace and your understanding. And as we fall short each and every day, and just your awesome power to be able to reach out and touch us and to guide us and be there for us when we ask and need your help. And I just thank you for that amazing grace that you've given us. I praise and thank you. Amen.